Will Barack Obama's gatekeeper keep the door open for environmentalists? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. President-elect Obama's new chief of staff is Rahm Emanuel. He's a congressman from Chicago. He's been called a hard-edged moderate. He's kept his fellow Democrats in the House in line with leadership and played the tough guy when given the job of managing the House Democrats' election campaigns. And on the environment?
We have, and I'm not shy. We have a fundamental disagreement. Maybe some of my colleagues in Congress don't share it. I don't think what happened here is in compliance with the Clean Water Act.
That's Rahm Emanuel last year raising Cane about the plans of a refinery to increase pollution into the Great Lakes. Tony Massaro is with the League of Conservation Voters.
Well, I think that Rahm Emanuel is a wickedly smart guy, and he is fabulous at the role that the job requires.
Massaro says in the House, Emanuel had a very good record on environmental issues, a 90% approval rating by the League of Conservation Voters. And Massaro thinks Emanuel will keep the White House open to environmental groups.
We are very encouraged by him. We have very good relationships with him and President-elect Obama, and believe that LCV and the broader environmental community will get good access to the White House.
This is the Environment Report. All right, let's take a break from politics for a little while and think about food. There's this chef who's trying to get people to think about where their food comes from, even getting them to forage for it themselves a little. Julie Grant somehow got the plum assignment of going to one of the chef's events at Kilbuck Valley Mushroom Farm in Ohio.
Chef Ben Bebenroth cuts big leafy greens from the garden as a visiting dog chases a chicken through the yard. Bebenroth is starting preparations for a six-course meal.
The menu will definitely be a very loose guideline tonight.
At best.
Most of the guests have driven an hour from the city in the suburbs of Cleveland. They're dressed for a dinner party, not for hiking. But a hike in the woods is exactly where some of them are going.
Anybody who wants to see wild mushrooms, come hither.
Question, how far and how rough?
Not too rough. We're just going along the bottom of the hollow here.
Farm owners Tom and Wendy Wyant showed their 20 guests honey mushrooms growing on a log. Each person carries a paper lunch bag to fill with fungus.
It's a gold mine up there.
Oh, did this big stump produce this year?
Yeah.
Holy moly, did it ever.
Oh, my goodness.
That's dinner tonight.
The guests carry their bounty back to the chef, and they're rewarded with a glass of wine. Chef Ben Bebenroth and his crew are at work in his outdoor makeshift kitchen. Some of the guests are excited about getting involved in finding food for the meal.
This is really farm to table.
Your first course is going to be a shiitake and truffle tea.
After courses of cooked greens and mushrooms, squash with local goat cheese, steaks, desserts, and lots of wine, the party was downright festive. Chef Bebenroth creates these dinners at farms around the region through the summer and fall. He's taking that idea of farm to table that guests say they want to be involved in and showing them what it really means.
We're so divorced from how our food becomes our food anymore. Now you're empowering people to say, pick this, you know, or they're watching me pick it. That is, to me, that's really completing that circle. And they're starting to understand, okay, it does matter what I put in the air. It does matter what I put in the ground, in the water, you know. This is going into my body. It's going into my kids.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.